Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to The Awakening with Patina Love. Today is Wednesday, July the 15th, 2015. The name of our show today is called Manifesting with Our Desires. Manifesting Our Desires. We live in a world of creation and attraction, and we co-create with the universe. Everything we think and speak about is creating our present and future in every single moment. Now, I want you to think about that for a moment. Our thoughts are things. Either we're creating things that we don't want or things that we do want. Now I'd like you to take a moment and take some deep breaths and just start to visualize how you want your life to be. Just think about the things that you've always wanted, the goals that you've written for yourself, the lifestyle that you want, the circle of friends that you want, the business partnerships or the career that you want. Think about that. The places that you want to travel, the material things that you want to manifest. Think about all those things. This show is designed to be a guide to help you with retraining your brain to think more of the things that you want and focusing on those things that you want versus focus on the things that you do not want. I have a returning guest, Cherise Fox, who is an intuitive spiritual life coach and a Reiki master. And she's going to be co-hosting the show with me today. And we're going to be sharing manifesting tools and tips and techniques to help you out. So, Cherise, welcome. And thank you for being a guest again on the show today. How are you?
I am wonderful, and I want to say thanks again for having me back. It's so much fun to be here and share with you. Thank you so much for what you do and for sharing your gifts with the world.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so we're going to start out by sharing how guided meditations can assist us on our manifesting journey. One of the CDs that I listen to, and I pretty much have it on repeat throughout my night, I sleep with the meditations going, is called Getting Into the Vortex Meditations with Abraham Hicks. And there's different tracks on the CD. One, it talks about well-being and how to pretty much get into your subconscious the type of body that you want, or more or less it's more about just kind of helping you get that mindset that you your natural state of being is wellness. And this track is about wellness, and it gets into your subconscious, and it literally works on you, your subconscious, to help you to retrain your brain to think wellness versus thinking sickness or illness or dis-ease or discomfort. This track has helped me so much, this well-being track, has helped me so much with having the mindset of wellness. Having the mindset of wellness. Then there's another track that talks about financial well-being, and this is very beneficial as well. And then there's another one on the relationships. So I played this CD on repeat all through the night, and I love it. So that's just one meditation CD that I listen to. Cherise, do you have any that you want to share? Any guided meditations?
I do. And guided meditations, I believe, are a really great tool, especially if you are new to manifesting. Because they actually help to raise your vibration. And in order to manifest good, we have to raise our vibration. One of the tools that I use is it's called Brain Sync by Kelly Howe, and she has a series of CDs. And one of my favorites is the Secret Universal Mind Meditation, and that's something that I use.
That's awesome. And those are just a few things there that people can use as guided meditations. They can also go on YouTube and download and just kind of sift through and see what resonates with them.
Now, yes, that's a great idea.
Now, manifesting, so our job is the universe actually manifests things for us. And we all have a vibrational escrow. When we think a thought of something that we desire, it automatically happens in the spirit realm. Our job is to align our thoughts and to align ourselves with our desires. So we want to manifest something. If it doesn't appear right away, it's because we need to be in alignment. And so it's also important to, when you desire something, whether it's a mate, a job, a car, or money, or whatever it is, or health, good health, it's important to believe what we want to manifest. We have to believe it. So it's so important. There's so much work that we need to do ourselves just to get in that space and get in that right environment, get into that vibration so that our things can manifest. So once we get in alignment with the things we want, the universe or God manifests it for us. And, Charisse, did you have any thoughts on that?
I do. You know what? You're really bringing up some great points, and this is great to talk about because there's a lot of misconception about manifesting and what you should experience or what people think they will experience when it comes to manifesting. And it's good to talk about what the caveat is. And basically, when you begin to manifest, what will happen is patterns will come to light. Insecurities will surface, areas that you need to improve on within you and within your life, those things will all come to the surface. And those are the things that are coming about so that we can work through them and we can grow and we can get better. And so a lot of times we can take those experiences and say, well, no, what I'm trying to manifest is not working. I seem to be going in the wrong direction, but that's not true. In my opinion, when all the crap hits the fan, that's when you know you're really on the right track, because when you start to manifest, that is what will happen. Stuff will come up that you really may not want to look at or see within yourself or within others. So it's part of the process, and it's important to expect that and not be discouraged when you experience it.
Right, absolutely. So I'll use an example. So just say, for instance, if someone wants $10,000, and you might need that $10,000, or you might be able to use that to pay some bills off or buy a car or whatever you want to do with the $10,000. And maybe you might manifest $1,000 instead of the $10,000. Well, that's because your vibration you still need to work on your vibration and your belief system. So we have to believe that. So, yeah, we can partially manifest part of what we want. It could be a mate. It could be a job. Say you want a job, you want $50 an hour. You might manifest a job that's $25 an hour. And it's so important to be grateful for what does manifest, like Charisse was saying. Just enjoy what does manifest and just keep working towards what you want. And the other thing I want to point out is to be very clear. Be very clear. That's the other thing with manifesting, partial manifesting. If you want a red car and you get a blue car, then, or, you know, someone gifts you with a car and, you know, still appreciate it, but be very clear. Be very clear and know exactly what you want to manifest. Charisse, you want to say anything?
Yes, that's you bring up such great points. And this is one of my favorite things to talk about, manifesting. So I'm really enjoying this conversation. And yes, it is so important to be clear and to be precise and specific in what you're asking for. So especially when it comes to money, write down a dollar figure that you want to manifest. It because the universe is going to basically bring you based on what you're asking for. And if you just say, oh, I'd like some more money, then you can find a quarter on the street. You know, how much money do you want to invite into your life? How much money do you want to attract? Write that figure down. And it's also good to know what you're going to do with it. Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich, and I recommend this to anyone that's on a journey that wants to manifest, that they go and get this book. He says, he talks a lot about planning what you're going to do with what it is that you receive. And so when you have that image in your mind, it helps you actually to manifest a lot faster because you know what you're going to do. See how you're going to spend the money. What are you going to use it for? How much is it? How will you use it? And also another important thing is, what are you going to give back? Because the universe is about exchange. What are you willing to give for what it is that you're trying to manifest? So what are you going to exchange for that? Your gift that you can share with the world is a great example. What you have, all of us have gifts. We come here with a gift basket filled. Each of us uniquely has something to offer. And so when you're manifesting, you want to say to the universe, yes, this is what I desire, and this is what I'm willing to exchange for it. So that's an important thought that I'd like to share.
And that is so important. Thank you for sharing that. So the next thing we want to talk about is thinking positive thoughts and speaking positive affirmations. It's so important to, when you ask for something, to not doubt it and to actually believe that you can receive it. Believe it. You have to get in that space where you believe what you are asking for. So it's either you believe or you worry. And when we worry, we block those things from manifesting. So it's not good to worry. So when you pray and you ask for something, we want you to expect it. Expect what you ask for and don't doubt it. So one of the ways to train yourself to think more positive thoughts and to believe the things that you ask for is to just start speaking positive affirmations. It could be, I name my price and I get it. If it's a job you want, or if you want more business, if you want a contract, I name my price and I get it. I receive an abundance of money doing what satisfies me. That's one I got from Louise Hay. I receive an abundance of money being my true self. Money comes to me easily and frequently. I have total health and well-being. I have a healthy and loving relationship. Those are just some examples. Are there any you want to share, Charisse?
You've taken all the good ones. Apparently, we are kindred spirits because those are the affirmations that I use as well. Really, I'm just sitting here laughing to myself as I'm listening to you. Those are really great affirmations. I can't think of anything else that I would add to it. For me, as far as my work, an affirmation that I use is that I share my gifts with the world and I am vibrant. That's something that I say to myself in order to bring myself to that space. And the more I say it, the more open I become in sharing what it is I do. And just being here, this is a manifestation for me to be here and have this conversation with you. It's a dream being manifest now. It's real. Manifesting is true. It works.
Yes.
And when we talk about belief, very early on in my journey, what I struggled with, because it just drove me crazy to hear people say, oh, just believe, just believe, just believe. I'm like, how do I believe? How do I feel good when I'm sitting in a pile of crap? How do I move myself from this space? And this is something that I've learned, and you mentioned it earlier about gratitude. One thing I know is that you cannot feel dissatisfied and grateful at the same time. So gratitude is really a tool. So when you can enter that space of gratitude, you're no longer feeling dissatisfied. And when you're in that space of gratitude, that is a great space to be. Your vibration is lifted. And that's where it becomes easier to manifest. So when you're in that space, you can say your affirmations and they feel, they will resonate with you more so than if you're in a space of dissatisfaction. And one thing for me early in my journey as well, I did something called affirmation saturation because I didn't believe the affirmations that I was stating. And so I would count. I got myself a counter from, let's see, it was from Academy, a sporting goods store. And I got a counter, and I would count 100 times. I would say the affirmation 100 times just to get it into my brain so that I would learn to believe it. And eventually that worked for me, and that actually led me to another form of affirmation, and that is mantras, Tibetan mantras that are written in Sanskrit. Now, that's something that it's a very, very powerful tool. I'm really big on this. It's something that I do on a daily basis. And if you're new to the practice, a good book to pick up would be Healing Mantras. And the author is Thomas Ashley Farrand, F-A-R-R-A-N-D. And he goes into an explanation of how mantras are used. There's some really good mantras. And this is a book. It's like one. It's in my library, and it's something that I go to, and it's been very effective for me. And I want to share this. There, Russell Simmons is actually big on mantras, and I happen to come across a quote by him, and he explains it. And basically he says the word mantra comes from two Sanskrit words, man, which is to think, and tra, which is tool. So the literal translation is tool of thought. So mantras are used as tools to clear your mind of distractions. The more you repeat the mantra, the noise in your mind dies down, and then you can begin to heal your inner voice. And so I found that because the Sanskrit language is actually a language that's no longer in use, but for example, namaste, that is Sanskrit. And so I found for me, I didn't get as much resistance in my mind by using mantras and Sanskrit. So that's a great way to help retrain yourself.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that. That resonated so well. And you mentioned resistance is something that we have to let go if we want the things to come into our lives that we desire. Resistance from anything. Just try to get yourself in a space where you're grateful and you're receptive and you're open. Because when we're resistant to things, whether it's something we're afraid of or some, a person that we don't like or don't desire their company or whatever it is, I mean, when you become more aware, when you awaken, you wanna just be more open and receptive, because any resistance to anything, it can slow down your manifesting or block it, and you don't want that. So just really try to get be an easygoing person and not resist. Now, the next thing we want to talk about is when you desire things, it's your secret, and you want to keep it to yourself. You can share it if you trust the other person, if they're on your page or on your frequency. But for the most part, you don't want to go around talking about the things that you desire, because some people are not believing or not happy for you. So you just want to keep it to yourself. Would you agree with that, Sharice?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things that's so important, especially when you're working on something that you have a strong resistance to and it's in its infancy stage. You want to protect it. And so you want to make sure that you don't allow any negative energy into that space. When you have resistance yourself, you're working your way through that resistance. So you don't want to open that desire up to other negative energies. You have enough to deal with on your own. So I agree with you. I think it's best to keep it to yourself. And if you do feel comfortable sharing it, just make sure it's with someone that's a like-minded individual. Not everyone is on the same path or on the same level or in the same part of their journey that you are. So it's very important to pay attention and be aware of the energies that you allow into your space. And that goes for manifesting and everything else.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And so I'm going to go back to meditation, because meditating and deep breathing and connecting with spirit and your higher self is a good way to clear your mind. It's so important to have a clear mind and have that clarity about what you want and to be in that space and to stay in that space. So you want to clear your mind of negative thoughts and the what ifs and I could have, should have, would have. You want to clear your mind of all that and just, you know, worrying about everyday things in life. You want to gently let that go and just become more clear, have more clarity so that your things can manifest for you. And the next thing you want to do is to make sure your environment is clear and is inviting. So you don't want to have clutter in your environment. You want to keep your house neat and clean. You want to get rid of things that you no longer need. If you have boxes laying around or magazines or whatever it may be, you want to start clearing those things out, because your space has a certain energy. And so in order for the universe to work with you, you need to clear your space, clear your surroundings. And you may need to clear negative people from your life as well. So this is an inside job, and then it starts on the outside. So those are some things to think about. Did you want to share anything, Sharice?
You are really bringing up great points. Clearing your space is really big.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a vibration to it and energy that it carries with it. And it's so important to clear your space. A lot of times we can hold on to things and we don't really realize that they're blocking the doorway for more to come in. So, yes, it's very important to clear your space. And clear the people in your life as well, because when you begin your journey and you start to manifest, you will start to see things within yourself and with others that may not resonate anymore. Someone that you may have a really good connection with in your past, you may not resonate with them. Something may be a little bit off. You start to trigger things within yourself and within other people. And so sometimes you may have to let them go, and you can always let a person go with love. And if it's meant for them to be a part of your life, the universe will bring it back to you. But it's so important to clear your space, and you have to think of that in every single way, physically and spiritually, clearing your space and keeping it clear. So if you're wanting more, you're wanting to bring in more. Say you're wanting a new wardrobe, but your closet is filled with stuff that you know you don't wear. Shoes, clothes.
Right.
You know, okay, I wore this size back in 1972.
Exactly.
And you feel you know, maybe one day I can get into this outfit. And I'm, you know,
right.
I have learned. I used to be that way. That's why I can say this and I can laugh. And that's another thing, too, I want to say. Really approach this from a playful place and learn
yes.
how to laugh at yourself. So
yes.
sometimes, you
oh,
know,
absolutely.
You can see things that you know you need to do, and it's okay. There's no need to beat up on yourself. Have fun with it. You know, go through your closet, donate what you have to the Goodwill or Salvation Army. Share.
Yes.
Just because you
Share.
No longer have
yes.
use for it doesn't mean that someone else doesn't have use for it. And it's like you're holding on to something somebody else could use. And by
Absolutely.
Doing that, you're blocking the way for other things to come into your life. So why not just clear the space? Just clear
yes,
it.
Absolutely.
And when you do that, and I find, too, that if my closet is cluttered, I have a hard time sleeping at night.
Right.
And I have to, you know, feng shui. I recommend that
mm-hmm.
if you have an open mind and you want to look into it, feng shui is a really great tool. It teaches you about clutter and how to create sacred space and an inviting space and a space to open up the doors for good fortune to come into your life. It's a great tool, but really it's so important to be clear, because when your environment is clear, your mind is clear. And when you get rid
Absolutely.
Of toxic people, your mind
yes.
is clear. And you have to have
yes.
a clear mind to manifest good. It's really simple. That you really brought up a great point. It's an inside job. It is.
Yes.
And it takes time.
Totally.
It takes time.
Totally. Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing, because it's like I'm always giving away something. The Goodwill is like within walking distance of where I live. And so it's like
they know
kidding.
You.
It's like, yeah, they know me by name, and it's like I am always. I have a bag now, like in my closet, in my bedroom. I'm like, okay, I know I'm gonna find something else to give out that I no longer use, and so I just keep
right.
that bag right there
oh,
in the closet. And I just when
beautiful.
I find something, I put it in there. I just let it sit there. And I was just, you know, because sometimes, too, I want to say, you might be ready to let some things go, but then other things you might not be like, oh, no, I'm going to hold on to this book a little
right,
longer.
Just a little longer.
Just a little longer. Then 2 weeks later, you'd be like, you know what? I don't need this book anymore. Boom, I'll put it right there in the bag.
Right,
so
right.
Be
great.
Patient with yourself. Yeah, but the things you can let go, let them go.
Yeah.
They'll come
yes.
back. The things that you really need and desire will come into your life. They may be gifted to you, you know,
yes.
or you might find it on the sidewalk one day or something. You never
yes.
know.
And you, right. And you know what? I'm a Goodwill shopper, and
mm-hmm.
I have found some really great items at Goodwill, and it's because someone decided to share. So, again,
yes.
it's like that exchange. It's reciprocal.
Yes.
So when you... The universe, really, anytime there's a void, it wants to fill it. So if you
yes.
give things away, then more will come to replace it.
Absolutely.
And in my experience, it's always been something better. Always.
Yes.
It's always been something better. And I want to say
always.
This, too. I know we don't have much time, but I want to say this. A delay is not a denial.
That's
a delay
right.
is not a denial. When there's
Absolutely.
When you're manifesting and it doesn't come in a time frame that you would like it to come in, that doesn't mean
yes.
that the universe is saying no. There's just something
right.
else that you need to work on within yourself, or something else that needs to take place. You know,
right.
so do not be discouraged if you're working on it and it doesn't come as quickly as you'd like it to come.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do, we have some more things that we wanted to cover. We're going to do a part two. We want to cover creating and utilizing vision boards and slideshows, journaling and scripting, and taking guided action. We're going to cover those
yes.
in the next show. So we'll stay tuned. We'll have another show coming up next week around about the same time. Thank you, and namaste.